This is a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And now joined by Finn Andrews from The Vales, who's coming to us live from Waiheke Island. How you doing this morning, Finn?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very chill. Yeah, very rejuvenated after that yarn with the Thin White Ukes. That was a very fun yarn.
That is one of the great cover band names, I must say.
It is an impeccable name. It tells you everything you need to know in the name. It's really, really awesome. How are things on Waiheke at the moment?
They're good, man. Yeah, we're just excited. These albums, they take up so much of your life, and it's been years that have gone into this, so it's a very beautiful moment to have released the first song from it.
Mm-hmm. I bet. And it's also not too long since your last album came out, so I imagine you've been quite back-to-back slammed with a lot of album stuff.
Yeah. It's the longer I've done this, the more I enjoy just rolling from one thing into the next. It's usually record labels that mess with that, and they make you wait around. But this time it's all been quite speedy, which is good for my mental health.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Awesome. So we're here to talk about your new single, Ladders. The ladder. Did you ever have like an idea for a companion single, maybe down the line, called The Snake?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was nice to work in my favorite piece of DIY apparatus. Mm-hmm. It's a change for me.
Mm-hmm. It definitely sounds like it, eh? It's partially inspired by the paintings of the master Hieronymus Bosch, where ladders are kind of meant as routes of psychological exploration in his paintings. How does this idea play out in the upcoming 2025 album, Asphodels?
Yeah, I mean, that's the strange part of releasing these songs sort of one at a time. It's very much I hope the whole album is kind of a story in and of itself. So this is the third track in. It's an album obsessed with love and death. So this is kind of one piece of the story, I suppose. But it seemed like a nice introduction to the whole.
Mm. For sure. It seems like you've got quite an interest in classics. I mean, the album name is Asphodels, which is a flower that grows in the underworld in Greek mythology, correct?
Yeah. It was my dad sent me this poem a few years ago that I really love, and it had a little quote at the beginning of it. And as rudimentary as it sounds, just the word alone was sort of the springboard into the whole record, really. And it's the name of the first song on the record as well. I like the idea of this kind of the flower that lives forever. It seemed to, kind of tie the room together with the rest of the record.
Mm, it's a very romantic kind of idea. Very romantic indeed.
It is, yeah. I mean, songwriting is just the most romantic thing to do with your time, I think. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Where did your love of classics, or interest, I should say, in classics come from?
I don't know, really. I guess that's always been in the background. I don't know. I guess in my teens, that's when you tend to fall in love with all these kind of stories, isn't it? All these ideas that keep kind of threading through everything I've written. Yeah.
Mm. Didn't take it at high school or stumble across some cool Greek myth?
I did take it at high school. I don't know. Yeah, all those stories. I mean, my dad used to take me to these, he was in this weird band when I was maybe nine.
The Shriekbacks?
No, this was, sort of during that, but this was just sort of a fun little thing he did on the side with this Irish storyteller named Siobhan O'Brien. And he used to have these kind of storytelling like camps out in like deep Wales, in this valley, in Pennant Valley in Wales. And Dad used to, with these other guys, they'd sort of be in the band behind Siobhan when he'd tell these kind of ancient, beautiful Irish folk stories. And I think that left a bit of a mark on me. I feel a lot of those stories sort of coming through. My songs as well, without me meaning to.
That I think that would definitely do a world of wonder for your inspiration. You're working with Victoria Kelly here for the second time on this album. She played a very pivotal role from the 2023 record, and Out of the Void Came Love. When did you realize you wanted to collaborate more with Kelly, and what did you want to gain from this collaboration that you didn't on the previous album?
Yeah, I mean, I've realized more and more pretty much the main thing I love about doing this is just, like, you kind of fall in love with people and then you make things with them, and that's really just been the whole history of this band. And it was the same with Vic. I just moved back to New Zealand and was trying to sort of scramble, get all these different sort of people together for it, not really knowing what I was doing, and I met up with her and we got really pissed and had a great night and talked about all this music that we loved, and it was just the beginning of this really lovely working relationship and friendship. And so she's just become kind of more and more integral to the whole thing. She's just an incredible talent that I felt very fortunate to have involved in such a major way on both these records. It was interesting because this was quite a stripped back album, but we kind of treated the strings kind of like another member of the band, and that was a new approach as well, rather than them just kind of coming in at the end. I kind of liked treating them like this other character that was in the room. So that was a different approach as well.
I was doing quite a lot of research for this interview yesterday, and scrolling through your Wikipedia, mate, it seems like you've done so much of your career, whether that's, making the first Veils record at 16, touring the world numerous times, releasing your own solo work, and having your work featured in films by Paolo Sorrentino, Tim Burton, and David Lynch. I mean, what worlds are left for you to conquer?
Oh, there are many. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds like a nice life, doesn't it? It's been really just kind of monkey swinging from one vine to the next, really. Mm-hmm. It's always felt very chaotic and on the brink of collapse at all times. But it's created some lovely opportunities for me to meet all these wonderful people. And I guess that was a side of it I never anticipated, was sort of other people doing things with your music kind of after you've made it. And we've been really fortunate in that regard, with having all these amazing directors that I grew up completely idolizing, using our music in their work. That's been a lovely other aspect to it that I didn't see coming.
For sure. I don't think we have a whole lot of time left for this corridor here, but I want to know, do you have any shows or future singles that you'd like to plug here?
Yeah, I mean, this is all just a lead up to the album, which is out on the 24th of January, and then we're going over to Europe for a few months to tour, and then we're playing WOMAD, that's right, on the 15th of March, and then we'll have a New Zealand tour around that. I guess we'll be announcing that soon.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to an Aughty Porty show perhaps sometime mid to late next year. Could that be on the cards?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. I feel like Aughty Porty fits with those grand narratives about love and death. I mean, the old architecture here is so cool and gothic. Definitely fits that vibe.
Oh, yeah, man. Totally. It'll be amazing to come there again. And it's going to be a really hectic year next year, but it'll be beautiful. I imagine around March, April we'll be coming around there again.
Cool. Well, maybe hectic, but it sounds like you're more than capable of dealing with hecticness.
Thank you. I hope so.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming on the program, Finn.
Thanks for having me, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. All right, folks, that was Finn Andrews from The Veils chatting about their new single, The Ladder, which is out now. We're going to play it for you right now. Any thoughts, Maddie and Ruby?
Brilliant, really. Brilliant. Love The Veils. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Cool. Do you guys use ladders much?
Oof.
Not as much as I should.
Yeah, couldn't tell you the last time I was on a ladder.
Yeah.
I feel like, there's a lack of ladder ownership in this town.
Definitely.
I don't know anyone that owns a ladder.
Oh my goodness, for sure. Alright, we're going to play The Ladder by The Veils right now, and then after that we have another yarn lined up with Phoebe Johnson from Revolver, going to be talking about their debut album, which came out very recently as well. Take care, folks, and we'll see you very shortly.
far across the water, out of sight of land, clinging to my last hope with a rock in my left hand. Let it come without a warning, let it run without a plan, out among the breakers in the sediment and...
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.